Johann Sebastian Bach. Sonate in Fuge. Memorial Service for Reverend Dr. Ilse Wenk. We came here together for a special event, a joyous occasion, to celebrate the graduation of our beloved sister Ilse Wenk, who has graduated from this earth experience to a higher expression of life. How magnificent that in the span she has lived, she completed her experience on this plane in joy, in love, in harmony, in oneness as God. Johann Sebastian Bach, one of Ilse's favorite composers, this wonderful piece of Toccata and Fuge. Let's take a moment and become still to listen to the indwelling voice of God. Life is eternal. Life is everlasting. Everlasting beingness and the unchangeable reality. In God we live and have our being. You, Ilse, are reborn to a new life experience, an experience we might see from this earth plane as an unknown, invisible, inexplicable existence. Yet we hear from the depths of our heart the whispering voice of our God self, that this appearance we call death is a change of awareness. We enter by choice to return to our original purity and integrity. It is accepting the ultimate in the realm of beingness, being our magnificent, unlimited self, the one creative cause, the living spirit self-existence. Ascending to being, being God, absolute. We are always God. We are always absolute. And this is what our beloved Ilse came to reveal while playing the game of life, knowing who she was. She lived happily and fulfilled for her exciting next adventure. Ilse was born in East Germany on the 27th of January 1930. She was the second child of three, her five-year older brother Karl Fried, whom she lost during the war, and her five-year younger sister Gerda. Her mother Frieda Nee Braun and her father Karl Wenk where illness appreciate first lovable teachers in this life experience. She often spoke about her parents, and there was warmth and lots of respect in her words, referring to her beloved mother and her father. When Ilse was 3 years old, she put into motion, the cause into motion, to go to America. It was in a rather casual experience when she passed by a bakery, where she said there was a celestial smell which awoke in her the desire she had set up in her script of life. Indeed, we know that Ilse became a citizen of America and lived many happy years here on campus and later on in El Cajon. Ilse's grandparents from her father's side, they were a Brewer family. They lived in a glorious house with a beautiful garden adjacent to a forest. And Ilse loved to play in this forest with her little brother, with her brother. And one day she remembered it was spring and the meadow was filled with primroses so wonderfully and such a blissful, beautiful experience that she bowed down and picked a beautiful bouquet and brought it proudly to her mother. This meant a lot for Ilse because her mother was a lovely experience in her life, whom she always respected as a person who had understanding and a lot of patience and love, and explained to Ilse things with so much understanding that we here on campus as monks have often listened to her sitting around the table and telling us how wonderful and what a creative person Ilse was in creating her parents and especially her mother. When Ilse was 8, she started piano lessons. Well, Ilse practiced every day as her teacher was asking the very best out of each of her students. One of Ilse's favorite advanced pieces was this piece, Für Elise, from Ludwig van Beethoven. Her little sister, Gerda, she sang when Ilse played this piece, Für Elise. And often we had the joy and the honor that Ilse played this beautiful piece for us here on our piano in the monastery. Ilse was a very dedicated person. One day, Ilse's teacher, when she went to school, talked about Martin Luther and his life, that he had dedicated it entirely to God. When she went home that day from school, it was raining and storming and lightning, and the lightning was struck in the ground just shortly in front of Ilse. She was frightened, or appeared to be frightened. So she said, she promised herself to dedicate her life to God. Ilse had always special roles in life. If it was in school as a speaker of the class or as a frolicsome, humorous young girl. She studied in the conservatory piano and music and was always interested in reading many beautiful books. During the time of war, Ilse was showing who she was, who she is, what a master she is, and she never left her mastership. She proved it during the war when she and her mother and her younger sister fled on an open truck at minus 28 degrees Celsius, because her brother was already an officer in training and her father remained back at home at his office. Ilse, her mother, and her little sister became refugees and lived a very modest life based on her inner self, on her faith of in God, of their inner knowingness. Ilse had many jobs. She started to work in Telefunken already at 16 and became a foreman. She had to weld filaments in radio tubes. She went to drama school and learned there to be untouched, not to cry, but to make the audience cry. She loved to read Nietzsche and Zarathustra, Schopenhauer and Kant, and read them intensively for many years. Oh yes, as an actress, she played even the roles in one of the Faust and also applied for a job in a cabaret. And she was accepted. She loved it and she had a leading role and earned a lot of money. Ilse became a speaker at Radio Bremen and she was hired in an entertainment department. Oh yes, she could entertain the people. She could entertain us here at the campus at the Monks. She could be so funny. She could play roles, all kinds of roles that we loved, tears. If that was games she imitated her teacher or it was in fairy tales, she was an actress, but always in charge, a master. We had her here in the monastery as one of our greatest companion. Ilse went also to England as a kitchen maid in the Royal Orthopaedic Hospital in London. She learned English and she stayed almost 2 years there. She had a teacher in England, Mrs. McPhee, who introduced her to self-awareness. Self-awareness, which was always meant a lot to Ilse, who she was, who she is, and always to play her game consciously, to be the master of her world, to be the master of her consciousness. It all often appeared that she gave up her mastership, but then whenever this appeared, she could, smiling, say, "Hey, you see what you are. A master sees another master." Once back from England, she came into Germany again and lived close to her parents, to her beloved parents. And she got her first job there at a housing construction firm. She worked for the NATO for 4 years, also as an accountant. She was a court interpreter and translated documents for the courts. She did her correspondent examination for a French language and earned a lot of money. But Ilse could do anything. She has done and approved this in the many jobs she accepted and even on campus. She did many of the jobs, and she was always powerful and intensive and reliable. Ilse married three times. Her first husband was Horst Buchholz. Her second husband's name was Karl-Heinz Rodermund. And the third marriage, she lived 10 years with Hans-Joachim Blankenberg, who owned a printing shop in Bad Hems, the town where Ilse's parents lived. For all three husbands, Ilse became a blessing experience of an independent, free spirit, who always remembered in her role of life that she is and was the master, and that she came to this life experience to share love on this parent, on this planet Earth. With finding the University of Healing, she found what she had set into motion, a script of life, to remember her game and lift it. She is a master. She is a most remarkable lady. In one of her essays, Ilse writes, Ilse, the philosopher, writes, I've seen vibrations. They're like dense, white, seemingly substanceless clouds formed out of myriad tiny vibrations, like infinitesimal individual living cells. They are invulnerable and indestructible. And so is my reality. I think continuously and create vibrations out of the seeming nothingness. And they are everywhere. Now I understand why I'm alone in my world, in my universe. In it is all I continuously create. No vibrations of others are in my world, since the vibrations are the manifestation of the eternal light which I am. The eternal light is spirit. Spirit is the source of all. I am surrounded by myself. My light is everywhere. The spirit, my eternal light, is the source of my being, my consciousness, my thought. When I think a thought, vibrations form by manifesting my thought. My vibrations, my thoughts, express what I think. I feel who I am wherever I am, since my vibrations speak my language, the language of my thoughts. Ilse is the most remarkable lady, a lady of integrity, of humor, of wisdom, of a great inner knowledge, based on what she applied herself in her works and in her studies. Ilse was a minister of God Unlimited, a living example to those she quietly touched by her pure consciousness. She was a doctor of philosophy and proved a great awareness in this field. Ilse was, is, and will always be a precious soul in our hearts, as she is our mirror of goodness and love. I see the light in you shining as my mirror of inner beauty, and see you, beloved Ilse, living now and in eternity, being you as all you are.
Mm-hmm.